The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism. Tonight we'll have an encouragement talk from Senior Assistant Teacher Jean Erlbaum. After Jeannie's finished with her talk, we'll continue with our Zazen practice until the bell rings.
So I was thinking about Deshan, this part where he makes his bows and lifted the blinds to withdraw but was met by darkness. And turning back, he said, "It is dark outside." And I was thinking about how shaky he must have felt, being in this new place, being challenged by a tea lady, being challenged by this teacher. And then he goes to go out and it's just really dark. He's in this funny place of still holding on to his ideas, you know, this big box of notes he carried. He schlepped all the way to southern China. He's still holding on in some ways, but it's getting looser and it's dark outside. And he must have been so relieved to have this paper candle. And then it's gone, poof, the light's out. And his heart must have dropped, like the bottom out of the bucket, which happened. I mean, we're told that it was an enlightening experience for him. Something happened. And I think about us here in this really dark time, and it truly is a dark time. I mean, snow in New England, and here in New York, it was cloudy, rainy, windy. Dark days. It's December. This is it. You know, these are the shortest, coldest days for all of us. And this pandemic, all the pandemics that we're living with, the results of all of that. And our personal darkness, you know, the things we've heard people talk about, the snow on the roof and the food poisoning, we all are carrying because of outer circumstances and our own life circumstances, some darkness. And here we are in a Zen tradition that invites us into all of it. I was thinking that here we are in this time of darkness, and it's a time when human beings start putting on lights, you know, like in my neighborhood, a few weeks ago, it was Diwali, the Hindu festival of lights, and we had lights all over, and so one night we had fireworks, and then right after that, it was Thanksgiving, and people put out their Christmas lights, and then this week, it's Hanukkah, and menorahs are showing up in people's windows, and we have this Zen tradition that values blowing out a candle. And I'm so grateful for that, that I can be with a group of people and acknowledge exactly how dark it is and have the stamina, the courage to be with that dark. And as we know, just common sense, that when we can really be with the dark, it's then that we have the capacity to really receive light. And our Zen practice invites us into all of it. And also reminds us that it doesn't stay dark and it doesn't stay light. It'll just keep on changing. So we're invited to sit deep. I was thinking that just like the seasonal change, last month, even here in New York anyway, the leaves were still out. We still had some beautiful leaves, and now we're coming into that time when the leaves are gone. And naturally, we go to the roots. The tree nourishes its roots. We sit long and deep. and we nourish our roots, we gain the stamina, the strength, the spaciousness in some ways to hold all of this. So my invitation to all of us is to stick with this. Sesshin isn't over yet. I know the last night of Sesshin, we leap forward and start thinking maybe about tomorrow, but we have many hours yet to go to our roots and sit deep and be with the darkness and be with the light and to flow with it, to really notice that we can go on this ride and we have the strength. We do have the capacity to be with all of it. I was thinking a little bit about when Ray talked about the difference between, I think he said, intellect and experience. I think that those were the words he used. I was thinking about this article I read on Buddha Dharma magazine last week by Joan Sutherland. I think the name of it was Embodying Enlightenment. And she said that there was this one line in it I really liked where she said, that enlightenment happens at the speed of the impulses of our nervous system. We get these flashes of light. We see the light. She said to really embody those flashes of insight, to receive fully that enlightenment, it happens at the pace of our heart beating. Much slower pace. We sit. And we digest, I would say not just our heart beating, but our intestines digesting and our kidneys and our pancreas to really bring it into our body. We need to sit long and deep and have the patience with the discomforts, to have patience with how long it takes to really have that stability, that strength. So, like Mary Oliver, I invite all of us to sit here in this dark field, along with Daishan and Buddha and all of us, just sitting here, breathing in and out, being in our roots and breathing in and out. Thank you.